It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
Ken, thank you so much for introducing this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And we're in Jerry Brenneman's office. She, of course, the director of all things Evangel Home. And Jerry, we have a special guest. Jacqueline's been with us before, right when she first got here, and now she's ready to graduate.
You weren't here in between?
I was.
Okay. I was.
I thought maybe
at least one show in between, because I thought, whoa, just from point A to point B and out the door is a little rapid.
That's pretty easy.
So we're going to fill in some spots. Jacqueline and I remember when she first came to the crisis home, and she has two daughters, and they were just fun to be with, as they still are.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I love about Jacqueline and the way she has raised her daughters is that you don't settle. Maybe you, in your own life, you go ahead and you do it, but you don't raise your children to settle for second best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really saw in her.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the kids what they do, but it was not up to this mother to say, you can kind of squeak by, or eh.
Yeah.
And so that was a real pleasure to watch. And one of the other things I've really enjoyed about Jacqueline, she's in Crossroads, so she's next door in the apartments with Ruby and that group of women. And like anybody who comes through here, Jim, it is not easy. But watching Jacqueline, some of her path has been drive, 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 crash, back up, look around, drive, 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 crash, back up, look around. But she still gets back on the bike, back in the car, whatever. And we make adjustments. And that's, you're staying for Community Connection, right?
I have applied, yes.
You've been approved yet. But it would be my prayer, my hope, that she would be in Community Connection. Because I think in some ways, this phase was getting her learner's permit. Mm. And I want to watch you get your license and choose your car. It's sort of, that's what it's been. It's been her learner's permit. And now we're giving the wheel over to her, and it'll be up to you.
Okay. Yeah, I remember one time we recorded, we had the girls in here for the recording. Let's start there. Tell us about those sweet young ladies.
My daughters, Jocelyn and Jamari, when I first got here August 3rd, they were with me. It was a hard time for us. It took a lot to getting used to coming to the crisis shelter and going through a lot. But this program that I've been in, Crossroads, where I was accepted September 6th, like Jerry said, has been a journey,
mm-hmm.
a lot of bumpy roads, and not just for me, but for my daughters as well.
Mm-hmm.
But with God's help, we become overcomers.
Am I right in remembering that on Facebook there was a post about academic excellence and
that
real
was my
achievement?
My daughter Jamari, yes.
Yeah.
And before we got here, we moved around quite a bit. You know, there was no stability or structure, and her grades fell a
mm-hmm.
lot. But coming here and joining the Evangel Home and the unity and family that it provides, as well as all the love, her academics just skyrocketed. You know, she had a 3.6, I believe
beyond.
It went on beyond. Yes, and
wow.
she
had her little Dean's Award medal or something.
She had her Dean's Award, Best Improved Student of the Year. And, you know, I like to take credit for that, but credit is always given to God and to, you know, I have to say a lot to the Evangel Home, mm-hmm. you know, for rebuilding us.
Yeah, the stability of
yes.
an environment mm-hmm. where there's not a lot of change and you can settle in. And today's going to be somewhat predictable because
you can start building a foundation.
You can start building
here.
A foundation,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to jump in because I was speaking yesterday to one of the women in the crisis home who I think just came in over the weekend. Julie, I think is her name. And she has a little boy, I believe is 9. And she was sitting in the living room crying, and not crying because she's struggling with her situation or she's frightened to be here or she doesn't want to be here. She was crying because her little guy said, "Mommy, is this going to be home now?"
Oh.
I was like, oh. And that's the stability of Evangel Home. Right. That's why we work so hard to have rules that I know some women chafe against because they don't want any stability, basically. Mm-hmm. But when a little guy says, can this be home now? Whoa, that's because it's predictable. And like Jacqueline's daughters knew, they knew what they were, they knew what to expect. It's not like they came home every day and was mom going to be here? Was dad going to be here? Was anyone going to be here? Where are we going to live today? The kids know what to expect. And that's one of the best things.
And a feeling of safety with those walls of expectations grounded a foundation for stability laid. Well, that's
great. Do you want to say Jocelyn is graduating this year?
Yes. Okay. My oldest daughter, who's attending Bullard High School, she's graduating with honors.
Whoa.
Right. From the 12th grade, yes. And I'm very proud of her. Yes, yes.
Well, I think rightfully it's okay to be a proud mom.
I am.
Okay, let's back up just a little bit. You said you were moving around a lot before you got here.
Yes,
what was going on in your world?
Well, starting off, I faced a lot of difficulties, which, you know, sad to say, it turned my life upside down. I turned to drugs, and from there, just a continuous down spiral. So it was really hard for me. Moving from place to place, I was here in Fresno, and then I just didn't really have anywhere to go, you know, and I stumbled, you know, upon the Evangel Home.
Were you living on the street?
I never lived on the streets, but I was going from house to house.
Okay. And how did you hear about Evangel Home?
Actually, I went to the welfare office to apply for aid. And I was talking to a worker trying to see if maybe I could, you know, get some kind of assistance with homeless. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me no because I've already applied for it and I didn't qualify. But another worker that was at a complete different window who was helping someone else was ear hustling to my story.
Wow.
That means eavesdropping for people.
Ear hustling. I'd never heard that. That's wonderful.
Yes. And I'm blessed
Shakespearean.
That she was. I'm blessed that she was, you know, listening in to the conversation I was having. And she just happened to get my attention and said, excuse me, I have a number for you.
Just happened to tell me
that you need to call this place.
Wow.
And I looked at the number and I said, okay. So I don't know. She didn't give me a name or anything. She just said, make sure I call. And so when I called, it was crazy. The young lady named Gina, who works here, picked up the phone and told me that they were actually full. And that she had a funny feeling that I just needed to call back in the morning or just come down. That's how she told me. And so I called in the morning, and just so happened someone left, and a bed opened up for me, and actually a room for me and my two children. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. I'm thinking God's pretty much directed you here, Jacqueline.
He has, and he hasn't stopped directing me, you know. Like Jerry said, I got my learner's permit, and I'm starting to drive, but in the words of Carrie Underwood, I'm letting Jesus take the wheel.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
Reflect briefly, because we just have a couple of minutes here, on your 9 months through the program. Any classes or relationships that just jump out and say, that was spectacularly meaningful in my world?
I have to honestly say all my classes were meaningful because even though they were hard and the staff here gives you a lot of discipline, but they're all very well needed. They have these classes for a reason, such as boundaries. Mm-hmm. That was one that I really had to learn, not only to set for other people to respect my boundaries, but for me to set my own boundaries for myself. There's self-esteem. There's parenting classes here. You know, we think we may think we know it all, but we don't.
No.
So
no, we don't.
There's a lot of classes, anger management. One class that I really enjoyed and felt that I needed was codependency. codependent. And that was something I've always felt that I was, very codependent. And being in this program, it has taught me that I can be independent and I can start over. So I really appreciated that class. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. And so you're applying for the...
Community Connections.
For Community Connection, and that's another 9 months of transition time, and still with some of the...
Or a year. 12 months.
12 months, okay. Of transition time to be... Continue growth and stick your fingers out in the pool of independence and job market or school or whatever you're going
I'm
next.
I'm excited, and I do plan on furthering my education and looking for work, yes.
What direction are you going with education? What are you thinking?
I've already taken some classes at Fresno City, and I have quite a few units in child psychology, so I want to further that.
Okay. Ooh,
that
yeah,
awesome.
That's exciting. That'd be great. Maybe you can come back here and help when you're done. Jerry, we got a couple of minutes. Talk about Evangel Home right now. What's going on? How can our listeners help?
Well, when Jacqueline called almost a year ago and we were full, I think we're there now again.
Yes.
And the crisis home, again, kind of it's an ebb and flow. Some days we'll have four empty beds and then we'll get calls and have to turn people away. But I'm watching our apartments fill up again, too. And, you know, we've kind of kept that population down because we've been redoing apartments. And we're almost there. They're almost all redone. Mm-hmm. So I've always thought, Jim, when we get the apartments full and they stay that way consistently, that's the time for us again to look at another step. The step might be just looking at what we have and making it better. Because I think where Jacqueline is, in a way, is the most difficult part of Evangel Home because you have women like she was from the crisis home going over there with all of the best intentions and doing well. Then you have others that might go over there who have the best intentions for 2 minutes and then they begin to slip and slide and sneak and kind of poison the waters a bit. Mm-hmm. That's a very hard thing to control. Then you have the community connection people that should be, in a way, role models. Mm-hmm. But they're still broken women. So it's hard for them to be total role models. Mm-hmm. And so I look at the dynamics, especially in the apartments, and think that's really quite a dynamic whirlpool that we have over there. So that's something that we really pray about. I would covet people's prayers. It's just how we make everything that's happening in the apartments be to the glory of God, because it is not easy.
Yeah.
And of course, the garden with six women living in a house under pretty strict guidelines all the time, that's almost a piece of cake sometimes compared to what the women in the apartments are doing.
So a prayer that we've not mentioned before in regard to Evangel Home is that interpersonal dynamic and growth process for the women in Crossroads, because they're at different levels and expectations
levels
over there. So pray for that. We're out of time. Ken, it's your turn. Thank you so much. And we appreciate you, our listening friends. Pray for us. And if you want to know other needs, call us at 264-4714. And thank you for joining us on this edition of the adventure we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached them by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And join us again next time, same station. For the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.